This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a report out today that might be of interest to Apple shareholders and users. Numbers from the market research firm Slice Intelligence, which, to be sure, Apple hasn't commented on or verified at all, seem to show that sales of the Apple Watch are way down from when they went on sale. Marketplace tech host Ben Johnson is here for a bit of tech news, Apple and otherwise. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
So with those caveats I just mentioned aside, it does appear that the Apple Watch is not all that one thought it might be.
It does appear that way, Kai. I mean, let's look at the different data points that we do have, yeah. Right? One of them is that the company is not giving us a data point on the actual watch sales, which is kind of a departure from the usual. The company usually says, oh, and by the way, we sold, you know, 70 million iPhones this quarter or over the last 2 days. And so that's, I think, sort of telling. We also have a lot of anecdotal evidence. I've talked to people who have said that there is a unusual number of returns coming into Apple stores. So I think that this is looking like a tough sell for the company right now.
Everybody had thought that Apple was going to figure out the whole wearables thing with this watch. What does then this say about wearables as a category? I mean, Fitbit's doing pretty well, right?
Fitbit is doing pretty well, and Fitbit, I think, has a really focused product, right? It does very specific things for you, and it is cheap. That's another thing that we get from this MarketWatch report, the suggestion that a lot of these Apple Watch sales are actually the low end of the Apple Watch, which suggests, again, that people just aren't really sold on this yet. They don't want to spend a lot of money on it. So I really think, and I should note too, Kai, that Android smartwatches have also not sold great, and you don't see a lot of them out there. So I think it's just, it's one of those things where the argument for the product hasn't really been made effectively.
We're not
to the
there
consumer.
Yet. All right. Let me change gears on you here. Microsoft lays off 7,000, 8,000 people. This is mostly about the phone, right?
It does seem to be that way. A lot of these people are coming from the phone division. You remember that there was a much larger number of folks laid off earlier. This is about Microsoft, I think, kind of refocusing. It's about the larger mission of the company right now, trying to figure out what its core values are. And it bought Nokia's mobile division. It is trying to figure out how to make the Windows phone something that is something people want. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't done very well in that regard. It's actually had long tail success with its tablets. Hmm. Its Surface tablets are really powerful, and people are actually starting to be convinced that its operating system, which will now be used across different platforms, right, can be really useful and can be, you know, offer a lot of computing power to the user. So I think the tablets are actually, the Surface tablets are doing well, you know, after a long period of time, people are saying, oh, this thing can actually be a computer as well as a tablet. Right. And Microsoft needs to figure out how to get people into their phones.
Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.